Namanda, Vatsin, Namanda, Vatsin, Namanda, Vatsin, Namanda, Vatsin, Namanda, Vatsin, Namanda, Vatsin. This morning, I'll begin my talk by reading one of Shinran's Wasan hymns, Shinran's Japanese hymns expressing his deep appreciation of the Buddhist teachings. 最初は Shinran 上人の浄土和山からご参拝をいただきます。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をしましょう。When sentient beings think on Amida,Just as a child thinks of its mother, they indeed see the Tathagata, who is never distant, both in the present and in the future.
この母を思うがごとくにて、主女仏を臆すれば、現前到来とおかす。おからず、如来を拝見、疑わず、と、南万大仏。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。To thank all of you who came out yesterday to work on mochitsuki, do you have some muscle soreness?A little bit, sore fingers maybe, those of you who are helping. 昨日餅つきを手伝いしていただいた方は誠にありがとうございます。So today we are continuing our section, our discussion of the seven kinds of gifts that we can give without having any stuff to give. And today we're talking about the gift of a comfortable seat, which I know for me, after I got home from mochi tsuki yesterday, I was very grateful to have some comfortable seats at my house.
して、まあ、あの、今日はその布施、お金がなくても、あの、布施ができることについて、あの、お話してますけど、私、昨日、もちつきから帰って、本当に楽の椅子があってありがたいと思いました。
So, what makes a comfortable seat for you? Can you think of a comfortable seat that you have, maybe around your house or someplace? Think of what's your favorite place to sit? Can anyone tell me their favorite place to sit?
好きな座るところありますか?
Do you have one? Do you have a favorite place to sit? Yeah, what is it? A seat? Okay. This seat. Oh, wow. that's really wonderful. Right in the front row. How many of us can say that our favorite place to sit in the temple is right in the front row? Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes I come in for service and it's like the first seven rows are empty.And the last four rows are completely full. I don't know why that is, but I'm very grateful. Arigatou gozaimasu. I hope you'll continue to sit in the front seat for the rest of your life, okay? Wonderful, wonderful.
まあ一番前の席に座るのが一番居心地がいいというのは誠にありがたいことでございます。
So, and we can give people a comfortable seat, right? You can give people, if you're on a train or a bus, for example. Is anybody here, do people ride trains or buses here? A few people do, yeah. In Japan, oftentimes, we ride the train or the bus, and there's a little sticker. Has anybody here been to Japan and ridden on a train or a subway before? Have you ever noticed there's a little sticker on the seat that's right next to the door? It has usually a picture of somebody kind of bent over holding a cane, and then there's a picture of, you know, like a child sitting on somebody's lap, and then there's a picture of a woman with a very large belly, and it's like there's arrows shooting out of the belly. Which indicates, I believe, that there's a child inside that belly. But, so, you know, it's a very common custom in Japan when someone, an older person or somebody who's pregnant or someone who's carrying a small child to get up and give their seat to someone, give someone a seat. And it's a wonderful gift, something like that, to give someone, if you're waiting at a restaurant, for example, you know, a lot of times, if you want to go have ramen today, You know, no one's going to have ramen today. Everybody's going to the BWA luncheon, I realize. But on a Sunday after service, if you're going to go have ramen, you have to wait in line, right? Here in San Mateo. There's usually maybe 4 seats and 30 people waiting in line. So, you know, if you're sitting in one of those seats, you can get up out of your seat. And maybe if you see somebody who's elderly or looks like they're in pain, maybe somebody on crutches, you could give them that seat. And that's a wonderful gift. You can give somebody a comfortable place to sit. Maybe if you're in a car, does anybody here like to sit in that middle seat in the back? You know, especially now, it used to be okay, but lately the seats have become more and more kind of ergonomic. So the 2 seats on either side are really comfortable. And the seat in the middle has become really uncomfortable lately because it kind of comes up into this little bump. But, you know, you could, you know, maybe you could let somebody sit on one of those side seats. So there are all kinds of ways that we can give someone a comfortable place to sit. And this is a wonderful gift because it fulfills the 2 aspects of kindness that are taught in the Buddha's teachings. Did you know that there are 2 kinds of kindness? 2 kinds of things that you can do? We often use the word compassion. It says there are 2 kinds of compassion. One of those is to take away someone's discomfort. So if someone is feeling uncomfortable, if they're in pain, if they're kind of tired, if you can give them a way to feel comfortable. So if somebody's legs are tired and they're kind of sore, you give them a seat, then you've taken away their pain. You've made their legs stop hurting. So that's one kind of way you can be kind to someone. Can anyone guess the other kind of way you can be kind? So one way is to take away something that feels bad. What could the other one be? Do you have an idea? To cheer them up, exactly. To give somebody a feeling of goodness. To give someone something that feels good. So there's those 2 kinds of kindness. To take away something that's uncomfortable and to give someone something that feels good. まあ、日本語で言うと慈悲という言葉はよく使うんですけど、この慈は2つの字で作られていますね。慈というのは苦しみを取る。そして悲というのは安らぎ、いい気持ちを与えるというのは慈悲ですね。これは2つの親切さがありますね。And so, you know, I think there are many different ways that we can make someone feel comfortable. And there are many people who can make us feel comfortable in life. For me, over the last few days, I've become increasingly aware of the power that mothers have to give comfort to their children. で、私は、数日前から、母が子供に、その居心地の良さを与えるのは、よく分かってきました。And that's because on Wednesday, we had a baby in my house. My wife had a baby. では、水曜日に、妻が子供を、出産しました。子供が生まれました。私たちの家では。And our son's name is Shoma. So, first son is Ryoma, R-Y-O-M-A.Second son is Shoma, S-H-O-M-A. Okay, so they're kind of a set, Ryoma and Shoma. And so we have to be careful not to call Shoma Ryoma, because we've done that. Shoma と Ryoma という、息子、次男が、先週の水曜日に生まれまして、Shoma という名前をつけました。長男が Ryoma ですから、ちょっと、混乱しないように私たちも気をつけています。And so, you know, and it's interesting if you're, has anybody here ever been around a newborn baby before? Yeah, maybe a little brother, sister, cousin, somebody. Newborn babies really like their mom, right? Right? And so, you can do a lot to try to make a baby comfortable. You can change its diaper. Can you think of some other things you can do to make a baby comfortable?You can feed it, yeah, do you know one? You have to burp it, okay, feeding, burping, maybe wrap it up in a nice blanket or something. Babies like to be wrapped up, nice and warm, makes them feel like they're back in the womb. And so there are all these things you can do to try to make a baby comfortable. There are all these things I can try to do to make the baby comfortable. And how does the baby tell me the baby is not happy? How does Shoma tell me he's not happy?Any ideas? Yes? He cries. Cries and cries, okay? So I can do all kinds of things to make him happy. And the way I'll know he's happy is if he stops crying. And so I'm trying to get him to stop crying, right? And so I try all these different things, but sometimes he just wants to be held by his mother. Okay? まあ、あの、いくら子供を、あの、まあ、暖かい毛布に、あの、まあ、あの、ラップしたら、あの、ゲップをさせたりすると、お母さんとが抱っこしないと、まあ、泣きがやめないこともあります。And so, you know, there, you can make him as physically comfortable as you want, as you can, but if he's not, you know, there's some kind of feeling that he has to have that he gets from being with his mother. Feeling of being secure, of being comfortable, a familiar feeling. And so there are two kind of ways of being comfortable, right? We can be physically comfortable so that we're not in pain, we're not, we're warm enough, we're not too hot. But we can also have, we need to have a kind of feeling in our heart, right? An emotional feeling that everything's okay. And one of the places that a baby gets that is from a baby's mother. But, you know, we all grow up and we become adults and we still need those feelings. And of course, we can get those feelings from our mothers. But, you know, we're not always with our mother. When you're a baby, you can almost always be with your mother. But when you grow up, you kind of go out in the world and you're not always, you know, with your parents. But you still need those feelings of physical well-being, but also of emotional well-being. You need to feel that you're comfortable, but also you need to feel happy inside, right? まあ、あの、二つの、まあ、楽にさせるというのは、あの、まあ、体的に、あの、あ、暑くもない、寒くもない、痛くないというのも大丈夫ですけど、心の中も大丈夫ですね。心配していない、怒っていないとか、そういう心の、あの、安らぎも大切ですね。And so there are many ways we can find that comfort in our hearts. But one of the most wonderful places to find it is in the teachings of the Buddha. で、仏様の御教えにその、あの、心の安らぎが見つけることができます。And that's why Shinran says that when sentient beings, that's all of us. That's all people. So when all people think about Amida Buddha, it's just like a child thinking of its mother.They see the Buddha, who's never distant. So they see that feeling that the Buddha is always close by, both present and in the future. And there's no worry that they're going to be separated from the Buddha. そして仏様の、あの、ことを考えたら、その、おか、子供がお母さんと同じように考えたら、いつも仏様が近くにいる。そしてその仏様の安らぎの心を与えていることが。
So we can have that feeling of comfort, that both the physical comfort and the emotional comfort from our reflecting on the Buddha, and we can find that in the Nembutsu.
Say, Namu Amida Butsu の中では、その、お母さんと一緒にいる、あの、その優しい心が生まれてくると思います。
So, you know, the interesting thing about babies is that, you know, no matter how comfortable you try to make a baby, on the one hand,if it's not happy for some reason, if it just needs its mom, there's, you know, nothing you can physically do to make it better if it just wants to be with it, held by its mother. At the same time, sometimes you see babies sleeping and you're like, how can that baby still be asleep? You know, it's a really noisy situation. They're kind of like thrown over somebody's shoulder. They're in the checkout line, they're with purse. The baby's getting jostled about a little bit and it's loud, bells going off. The baby's just out cold, right?Like a sack of potatoes. So if the baby has that feeling of really being comfortable, really being at peace, they'll keep sleeping no matter how physically awkward the situation may be, right? And that's like the Buddha's teaching. You know, we can create all kinds of nice circumstances. We can live in a beautiful house, have a fancy car, wear nice clothes,But if we don't really understand what's true and important in life, we're not going to be happy. We're still going to have a feeling that something's missing. We're like, well, I've got all the stuff that I ever wanted, but something's missing. Oh, maybe I need more stuff. But that's not going to solve the solution. Not going to solve the problem. At the same time, if you really have that feeling of deep peace that comes from understanding the Buddha's teaching, you can have all kinds of problems.
You can lose your job, you can get cancer, you can lose a loved one, and you'll still be able to face life and find moments of joy in the midst of difficulty.
して、その、まあ、どんなに生活が裕福、まあ、楽になったら、あの、心の拠り所がないと、なかなか幸せになれない。いくら綺麗な家に住んだら、あの、いい車に乗ったら、綺麗な洋服着たら、あの、心の拠り所がないと、なかなか幸せになれない。しかし、本当の、あの、心の拠り所、まあ、仏法の中で見つけられたら、どんなに苦しいことがあっても、まあ、あの、失業したり、癌になって、愛している人と別れてすることがあっても、まだその喜びの瞬間は見つけられることがあります。
And so that's why that the Buddha that can be like that, that mother for us in our lives, that, that being that can always give us that feeling of peace and comfort. And that's why we take refuge in the Buddha. We do the three refuges. We did the Vandana Tisarana this morning. We always start with the Buddha because we can find that refuge in the Buddha. And we always say, Namo Amida Butsu. We say, Namo Amida Butsu. We're taking refuge in Amida Buddha. We're remembering that Amida Buddha is always there for us. So when I say, Namo Amida Butsu, I find that comfortable seat, no matter where I am, a truly comfortable place. Can be in a very difficult situation. But when I remember, oh, it's okay. This too will pass. This too will change. Then I feel a sense of peace of mind. And I can say, Namo Amida Butsu. The truth, all the truth and wisdom, six paramitas, the eightfold path, it's all contained in those six syllables, Namo Amida Butsu. まあ、南無阿弥陀仏というのは、すべての仏様のすべての素晴らしい教えは、この、あの、六字の中に包めてあると、私が思っています。 So I find comfort in knowing, however difficult things may seem, however hard the challenges are, however uncomfortable a seat I may find myself in, that if I just change my way of thinking by looking to the Buddha's teachings for guidance,That uncomfortable seat can be transformed by the Buddha's wisdom into the most comfortable seat. And I express the joy in that change in the words Namo Amida Butsu.
まあ、どんなに楽じゃない席に座っても、この考え方が変えたら、ああ、これも忍び耐えるものであると気づいたら、喜びの心が生まれてきて、Namo Amida Butsu を申すようになります。
I'd like to conclude my reflections and Dharma message this morning by inviting you to join me in Gassho, enjoying your most comfortable seat there in the presence of the Buddha.
そして皆さんがとってもいい楽な仏様の前の席を喜びながらお念仏を申したいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏